Just touch the body on your way to the seat and say, I got the victory. And can't no devil in hell stop me. Sit on down. I got a few more songs in that same key.
I just need my one-on-one time with you. No interruption. I just want to be and you. Say, Lord, I need one. Say, Lord, I just need one with you. Because I just can't help it when it comes down to you. And I just can't help it when I'm down to you.
Clap your hands and give God praise tonight. Let me just turn it
on. I just can't help it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. On this fine day that the Lord has made. And we're grateful. We're rejoicing in it on tonight. Rejoicing for all of the goodness of the Lord. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise on this day. I don't know about you, but I had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Amen. On this Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I just thank God. Amen. I bless him. Glory to God. People of God, truly the Lord has done so much. Glory to God. We can't even begin to tell it all. Amen. We can't even begin to tell it all. Listen, even in our lives, glory be to God, in our lives, people of God, you know, sometimes the enemy want to cause us to be short-sighted or to quickly forget those things that the Lord has done. Glory be to God. But we don't want to forget. We want to be mindful. We want to be remembered. Amen. Remember the things that the Lord has done. Glory to God. Even the Lord told the children of Israel as they were coming out of Egypt. Glory to God. He said, put your children in remembrance. Put them in remembrance of what I have done. Amen. Glory be to God. Because even down through the generations, we know from generation to generation, a lot of those precious things are lost. Glory be to God. Amen. They're just kind of somehow pushed to the corner. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For that will truly not be our portion. Amen. So we thank you tonight. We want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for your coming. Thank you for taking out the time just to be with us. Amen. Thank you for coming to join us in this worship experience. Truly, the Lord has done us well, and he's doing us well. And we just want to give him thanks, and we just want to give him praise on tonight. Amen. We just want to praise him. Amen. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. For we were created to praise him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. We want to start it right down here. Amen. We want to perfect our praise right down here. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Even as the scripture declares, the angels are around the throne crying, holy, 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 worshiping him and praising him day and night. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for giving us this opportunity yet again, amen, that we can come and work on perfecting our praise before him. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you on tonight, each and every one of you. We thank God for all of our listeners, each and every one. We thank God for you, people of God. We truly bless the Lord for you. All of our listeners, amen, no matter how you're listening in, we thank God for you, whether you're listening via radio, glory to God, which we reach a large portion of listeners via radio, whether you're calling in, amen, Jesus, to the station on tonight, or whether you're listening by Facebook, we just want to say thank you, and we want to say thank you, and we want to say thank you. Thank you again for tuning in with us. Thank you for coming to be with us. Glory to God. Thank you for taking out this time in your busy schedule just to come and be with us. Amen. So whether you're listening, glory to God, we know that there are many, many countries, amen, that are listening, and we truly thank God for you. We truly thank God for you. And as always, we just want to let you know that we are listening. Amen. That we know that you are listening. Glory to God. And we always want to just, amen, take a few from our list, glory to God, that goes on and on, amen. But we thank God, amen, for those that are listening from Bermuda, from Uganda, for those that are listening from Saudi Arabia, from France and Spain and Australia and Malaysia, from the Philippines. We just give our thanks for you, those that are listening in India and Denmark. We thank God for you. We always, again, just want to acknowledge a few because the list is growing and growing because the Lord is expanding. He's expanding our reachability, and we thank God for that. Amen. Truly, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We're not trying to get before him, glory to God, but wherever he leads us, glory to God, there will we follow. Amen. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you again. Thank you for taking out the time to come to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We want to ask you, even as you're coming in, to go ahead and invite someone, invite some one couple of people on tonight to come and be with us. Glory to God. Amen. Invite them to come on out and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, God is in control. Amen, Jesus. And we're not getting ahead of him, people of God. Amen, Jesus. But again, wherever he leads us, that's where we're going to follow. We thank God for you tonight, each and every one of you. For any of our new listeners, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. We'll give you the numbers afterwards that you can text us and let us know that you would like to have a copy. For those of you that are getting copies and sending those copies out, we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because we're always getting our report, and we see where people are listening to these broadcasts, amen, long after the broadcast is gone, amen. Glory to God. Sometimes people are listening way, way, way back, amen, to day 100, glory to God, and days before that, amen, Jesus, that people are listening. So we just want to let you know, glory to God, that your work is not in vain. We want to let you know that your work is not in vain. Amen. Somebody somewhere is listening. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. As you know, it is Saturday night. Amen. Glory to God. We are cognizant. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Of the church services. Many churches are back in service. So we're very cognizant of that. So we're not going to hold you long tonight, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And as a matter of fact, tonight, amen, we're going to have a rebroadcast. We're going to have a replay, amen, of one of our broadcasts earlier on here on the PNN. We just thank God. We just thank God, amen, for capturing these precious moments when these men and women of God were available. They availed themselves. Amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, listen, the word of God, whenever it comes, it's the right now word. Amen. One thing is for sure, his word does not get stale. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Glory to God. We can read, amen, the word all the way back in the Old Testament when the Lord began to speak to his men and women of God back in the Old Testament. And listen, people of God, when they speak it, when that word is for you, glory to God, it's like the Lord is speaking directly to you. Amen. And that was, it was spoken, amen, thousands of years ago, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Amen, Jesus. But when it came to pass, amen, because the word of God is living. It's a living word. Amen. Glory to God. So we, haya, gloria moshe. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, because his word does not die. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. For those of you that are coming in, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on in. Thank you. Go ahead, if you would, to take somebody, let them know that we're on tonight. Amen. Invite them to be your special guest. Glory to God. Invite them to be your special guest. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on the night, thanking him, glory to God, again, for he's the head of this line, thanking him, glory to God. Amen, glory to God, that he's leading us and guiding us on this journey. Glory be to God. He is leading us and guiding us on this journey. Amen. And I'm telling you, people of God, it is indeed a journey. Amen. Nothing that we thought of, nothing that we had planned, but it was the will of the Lord. And we're just so grateful to be a part of his plan. Amen. His plan for this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to let you know that what you need, God got it. Amen. Come into this line with prayer, because, listen, your faith is being increased. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. As you're coming, amen, it may seem like nothing is happening, glory to God, but we just encourage you to keep coming, keep listening, amen. Keep hearing the word of God, and the word is working in your life, amen. So we thank God for you, amen. Thanking the Lord, and glory to God for our leaders, amen, for my leaders, glory to God, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and Bishop K.A. Tina, my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor, thanking God for them, thanking God on tonight for your leaders, people of God, each and every one of your leaders. We thank the Lord for your leaders, and we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God that you're helping us to get the word out. Amen. And the Lord is truly expanding our borders. It's the Lord's doing, people of God, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Glory to God. We don't have anything to do with it. Amen. We're just here to be used by God. We're just vessels that are yielded unto him. Amen. So we're thanking him for all that he's doing in our lives. We're thanking him for all that he's doing in your lives, people of God, because truly the Lord is doing a great work. Amen. And for this, we are so grateful. Again, people of God, go ahead and invite someone to come. Tell someone about the line on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we will, amen, endeavor not to hold you long, people of God, because we realize that we have to prepare, amen, for tomorrow. Glory be to God. Prepare for our Sunday. Amen, Jesus. Many people are cooking on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And all of those things that we do, amen, in preparation that our tomorrow can be free. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for you. We bless the Lord for you, people of God. And at this time, amen, we just also thank God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Thanking God for our prayer warriors. Amen. Didn't they do an awesome job on last night? Amen. We thank God for them. Thank God for them continuing to pray for the line, amen, for the success of the line, that the will of the Lord will continue to be done. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God for you, each and every one of you, whether you're just stopping by, amen, Jesus, or whether you frequently come to be with us, we give God thanks and praise for you. Amen. For you, 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 we thank and praise God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we would that you prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Prepare your heart again. Amen, Jesus. We will have a rebroadcast on tonight. And of course, we are so mindful. We're so mindful, glory to God, of your time. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. But we would that you prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Now, people of God, let us go in. Amen, unto the throne of grace on tonight.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Come on in, let's bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thanking him, glory to God. Thanking him for his goodness. Thanking him for his grace on tonight. Amen, just thanking him for all that he's done. Thanking him for this day, glory to God. We want you to look back on this week. Glory be to God. Look back and see what the Lord has done for you. Amen. See what the Lord has done. Amen. And with grateful hearts, amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. We honor your master. We honor you for your goodness, honoring you. Oh, glory to God. Honoring you for your grace. Father, we're honoring you on tonight for your loving kindness towards us, your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for saving us from ourselves, saving us from our sins. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless and we glorify you, glory to God. Thanking you for your saving grace in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for when we didn't love ourselves, glory to God, you came and you died, glory to God, that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might have a right to your universal and your everlasting kingdom. And Father, for this, we thank you tonight. We bless you on tonight for your precious promises unto your. We bless you tonight, glory to God, for your promises unto your people are yea and amen. And we're thanking you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for your cleansing power. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your redemptive work on Calvary. We thank you that you redeemed us, God. Hallelujah. For when we were without a God, hallelujah, you came, you looked upon us, polluted in our blood, and you said to live. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for another chance. Thank you for another opportunity tonight. Glory to God in your precious name, oh God. And we're coming, glory to God, tonight with thanksgiving in our hearts, with thanksgiving upon our lips. Glory to God. We'll come, oh God, individually. We're coming collectively on tonight. We're coming with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, with our hearts lifted unto you. We're coming unto you, glory to God, because we need you. Father, we need you on tonight. And you said, glory to God, that we could look unto the hill, for you are our hill, you're our help, and for this we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight because you're a good Father. You know what we have need of. You know, glory to God, before we even ask. And tonight, Father, we thank you tonight. We bring our whole self unto you. Glory to God, our body, our mind, our soul, our spirit. We bring, oh God, ayatabaha. Oh, God, unto you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon each and every one now. Look upon us, glory to God. Look upon us, people, in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us name by name, glory to God. For you know the very hairs upon our head. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, glory to God. We bless you tonight, hallelujah. Glory to God, asking that you would look upon us and forgive on tonight. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of iniquities. Forgive us of transgressions on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, I will ask you that you have created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew your righteous spirit within us on tonight, God. Glory to God, that you intended before the foundation of the world. Father, we're asking you on tonight to make us and to mold us, to create in us, oh God, the spirit of holiness, oh God, in your precious name, Jesus. Create in us, oh glory to God, true, cause us to be true worshipers. Father, for you seek and such to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. We say, yield of us, Taya. Father, we yield unto you. For we, oh God, are but the clay, and you are the potter. Oh God, have your way tonight. Have your way, have your way, have your way in our lives. Have your way in us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would make us and mold us. Glory to God, transform us. Take us from glory to glory in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon the hearts of the heart, every desire, every petition on tonight. For you see, glory to God, before we even ask, God, you've already answered. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for healing on tonight. Thank you for healing our bodies. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for restoring our souls. We thank you tonight. Thank you for touching us, God. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for reviving our spirit on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for touching, oh God, our physical bodies. And we're thanking you for making us whole in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, from nation to nation, glory to God, from continent to continent. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for you are the God of the whole earth. You are the true and the living God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your eyes go throughout the whole earth. Oh, God, beholding the good and the evil of men, beholding the desires, beholding the petitions, beholding, glory be to God, those things, oh, God, that your people have need of. And Father, on tonight we're asking you to touch. Glory to God, touch as only you can. We're asking you to deliver on tonight. Father, deliver your Messiah. Father, deliver your people from adverse situations. Deliver your people, oh God, from those things that kadasa, the things, oh God, that the enemy seek to hold us bound. Father, deliver on tonight. Glory to God. Deliver, Yebosha, oh God, as only you can, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for your grace, oh God, that go way down. Father, we can't fall below your grace on tonight. Father, extend your grace unto us, your people. Extend your grace in the precious name. Oh, glory to God, your name above every name. Extend your grace on tonight. Oh, God, we're asking you, glory to God, we're asking that you would do a new thing. Do a new thing in the lives of your people. Do a new thing, oh, God. Do a new thing in Africa. Do a new thing in Europe. Do a new thing in the UK. Do a new thing in Puerto Rico. Do a new thing in India. Do a new thing in Malaysia. Do a new thing, oh, God, in the Philippines. Jesus. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. All over the earth, oh God. Father, we ask you to do a new thing. Do a new thing. Cause thy kingdom to come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom expression in love and in power in your precious Holy Ghost. Do a new thing. Oh God, cause your power to be manifested among the sons of men. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for lifting the hearts of your people. Thank you for lifting everywhere those, oh God, that are downtrodden. Those, oh God, that just seem to cannot find their way up. But on tonight, oh God, cause your grace to be extended. Cause there to be lifting for your people, oh God. Those that are, oh God, stricken on tonight. Those that are stricken on tonight. Those that are grieving on tonight. Glory to God. Cause your grace. Cause your grace. Cause there to be lifting. Oh, glory to God. For your love for your people is great. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for making ways, oh God, even in the desert places. We're thanking you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way, God, even in the seas. Glory to God, you have routes in the seas. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We thank you for your love. Thank you on tonight. Cause the eyes of your people to be open. Cause us, oh God, glory to God, to not walk, not grope in darkness, but cause us to walk in your glorious light. Cause us to see. Cause us to hear. Touch your people tonight, Father. Touch your people. Cause us to be sensitive to your spirit. Cause us to be sensitive to your voice. Oh, God, open our understanding. Open our hearts on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Open our minds. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Open our minds, oh, God. For whatever say, oh, God, that we would see the impending dangers. Oh, God, but that we would put our hope and our trust in you. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, glory to God, for you've already established the end before the beginning. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. Oh God, we bless your name all tonight. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word now. We thank you for your word spoken, oh God. Your word already spoken. We thank you on tonight. But we're asking, oh God, that you would penetrate the hearts of your people. Cause us to hear your voice. Cause us to yet hear your voice. Glory be to God. Cause us to yet, cause us to yet, glory to God, hear your voice and be made alive by your spoken word. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for all of your leaders on tonight, all of your righteous leaders all over the world. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen them, each and every one. Strengthen them, oh God. Cause them to not be off focus on tonight, but cause them, oh God, cause their hope and their trust to be stirred in you. Strengthen your leaders on tonight. Strengthen your leaders. Refresh the vision that you put upon their heads. Refresh the vision, oh God, that you set forth in the earth. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for doing it. We bless your precious name. Glory to God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless your speaker on tonight. Bless her, bless her. Bless her as only you can. We're thanking you for your choice anointing. We're thanking you for your power. Thanking you for your demonstration. Again, thanking you for your word already gone forth that shall not and still will not return unto you void. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Glorify you, oh God, for you deserve it. You deserve it. Glory to God. All of the honor, all of the praise in this thy precious name. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. In the matchless, mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight say amen. Glory to God, for so it is. Amen. So it is on tonight. Glory to God. So it is on tonight. Amen. And we do again bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We glorify him. We magnify him. Glory to God on this night, on this hour, amen, this time that he has set aside. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen. As we said, we are mindful of your time. Amen. Glory to God as we're preparing even so for tomorrow. Amen, Jesus. Several of your local churches are now back on schedule, and we thank God for that. Amen. Just be cautious, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Just be cautious. Amen. But we don't fear. Amen, Jesus, because the Lord has not given us, amen, he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God as we aforementioned, glory to God, amen. Jesus, we are people of God, amen. We are pre-recording on tonight, amen. We'll play, amen, Jesus, one of our pre-recorded messages, amen. Glory be to God, because we can't let this work go down, amen. We cannot let his name go down, amen. And we're so grateful to have, amen, been blessed by the woman of God, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You already know, amen, Jesus, many of our speakers, they are no strangers, amen, but they've come a couple of times to bless this line, amen. And we are so grateful to have been blessed, amen, with the woman of God out of Tallahassee, Florida, amen, by way of Poor St. Joe, amen. She is the pastor of Body of Christ Jesus Church there in Panama City, right off of the Gulf of Mexico, amen, right down there by those beautiful beaches, amen. But we bless the Lord for this woman of God, amen. Jesus, glory to God. We want you to pray, people of God. We want you, amen, to get, amen, what you need out of this word on tonight. Get what you need out of this word on tonight, because, again, this word is living, amen, Jesus. It may have been spoken before, glory be to God, but listen, there's nuggets, amen, that you can get out of this word. Amen. And tonight, glory to God, people of God, we want you to receive, glory be to God, the pastor, amen, of the Body of Christ Jesus Church, glory to God, again, located there in Port St. Joe, Florida. Amen, Jesus, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Let's get over on the platform side on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Giving us, amen, praise God, to understand that if we come together and pray, amen, God to do some great things. And I appreciate God for, amen, the Lord, amen, using, amen, praise God, prayer news network, amen, to declare to the people of God needed in this hour, amen. And I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with his power. I thank God, amen, for him being real in my life. And tonight, amen, I want to give God praise for all of you, amen, that took out your schedule this to come here, what does say the Lord. I want to share with you tonight in the book of Saint John, amen, the 15th chapter. I want to say to everyone, amen, these are crucial hours in our world, but God is telling us to stay connected, amen. We cannot allow ourselves to be torn by the things that we see, torn by the things that we hear, and even what we have to endure. Because as believers, amen, things are going to happen, but we are standing strong in God because of his word and because Jesus lives on the inside. I praise him for his goodness towards us. And in this book, amen, John, amen, began to share Jesus' word. I tell him all the time, everything is read is what Jesus says. Amen. In this 15th chapter of St. John, as we begin at the first verse, I just know the word of God is our life. And oftentimes, amen, as believers, when it comes to the word of God, the enemy will fight us. Listen, when Jesus was on, amen, we led in the wilderness, amen, to be tempted of the devil, the enemy used the word, and Jesus in turn could use the word. So not, amen, using the word on that enemy will cause us to be defeated. We got to have a word in us so we'll know what to tell the devil. So the Bible says here in John 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep the commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do so ever, whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I've made known unto you. Amen. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command ye, that ye love one another. Amen. The word of the Lord is fresh. Father, we thank you for this word. And we praise you, God, that the hearts that will receive it, and God, we thank you that we will grow thereby. Amen. This word of the Lord that God, amen, was sharing, Jesus began to save. He wanted the disciples to know, amen, who he was and his purpose. More importantly, he wanted them to know that he was their source. Amen. And we got to understand in this hour, we may have jobs, we may have careers, we may have money in the bank. We may have a lot of things going on for us in life. But, amen, our real existence and our real, amen, praise God, our life is in Christ. It is crucial that we stay connected to the vine. Amen. I want to say to every believer, it's time to stay connected to the vine. There's a lot of things that will try to detach us, but we cannot let the enemy come in, amen, and separate us from our God. He said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Amen. Amen. The Father, amen, is the dresser. The Father is the keeper of the vine and the branches, because, amen, the husbandman, amen, is see after, amen, praise God, the vine and the branches. It's the every branch of me that bringeth, beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Abiding, staying connected to the vine will cause you to be fruitful. And that's where the Lord wants the believers at now, to be fruitful, amen, in the things of God. Because, see, every branch that don't bear fruit, he's going to, amen, take it away. But if it bears fruit, what he does is he purges it, that it brings forth more fruit. We understand, amen, purging is the cutting away of the dead, cutting away of the leaves that is not, amen, abiding with the source. So when he tells us that he's the true vine, he wants us to stay connected. You got to stay connected to the vine to become fruitful, and that your fruit will remain. It is, amen, crucial that we do not, amen, play with our spiritual life, because, amen, it has to be a fruitful vine. And he said, every branch of me that bear not fruit, he takes it away. He can't use, amen, anything, amen, that don't bring life. The vine, amen, praise God, supply, amen, the nourishment to the branch. The branch, amen, got to bear the fruit, so, amen, it's good for picking. So every one of us as believers got to allow God, amen, to have his way in our life. So we got to be fruitful. If we have fruit, our fruits amen, the only way it's going to multiply is that he purges it. That means, amen, he cut away the stuff that's not like him. He get rid of the stuff that is, amen, dead. He get rid of the stuff that is no longer, amen, profitable to us. So here as believers of God, you got to stay connected to the vine so that you will be fruitful. Amen. Being in the church, name on the road is not enough. We have to, amen, praise God, obey God's word. Because as we learn on God in the lesson, the only way we go, amen, praise God, show God that we love him, we his disciples, that we keep his commandment. We must be a people that keep the commandments of God. So every branch that don't bring no fruit, he going to take it away. He going to get rid of it. But every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Sometimes when we are in life, we be wondering why all the things are happening to us. Many times God is purging us. Many times God is pruning us. Amen. They said you want to get a bloom of roses, you're going to have to prune. You're going to have to cut back on the rose bush. So, amen, the next time it's time for growth, amen, it'll bring forth more roses. So a pruning is a cutting away, amen, of the things that's not of God. And most of the time, we don't like pruning process because guess what? It's got to, amen, cut away some of the stuff that we've been doing that God ain't pleased with. And this is why, amen, you cannot get great, amen, raise that wine from the grape except you crush the grape. You get all, except you crush the olive. There's some things got to happen, amen, praise God, for us to come forward. And many times when we, amen, as believers are abiding and staying connected, we got some trouble time. We got some persecution. We got some going through. We got some putting away. We got some setting aside. See, that's why he said lay aside the weight and the sins. That's so easy to beset you. Listen, amen, I don't understand people acting like they don't know what sin is. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is a such thing as weight, too. That's that thing, amen, that you ain't quite said. It got in your heart, but you keep flowing by. It keep weighing you down. The thing that put your interest away from God. Anything that, amen, that calls you to put God on the back burner, it becomes a weight. And many times when those weights come, amen, we think it ain't nothing, no harm. But eventually, it will become sin. So we have to make sure as believers that we get rid of everything to stay connected to the vine. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. We got to have God living word so that we will be fruitful. There's no way you're going to be fruitful looking at TV all day, amen, praise God, putting all the mess in your spirit all day, and you're going to be, amen, abiding in the vine. You can't be through the word. Now, I know people sing till you get tears down your spine. Oh, my. All these people that can sing just make you want to cry. Honey, a song is not going to save you. It's going to take the word of the Lord. Listen here. He said, you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. That's what cleanses a man. Amen. Listen. He said, wherewith will a young man cleanse his way? I take the need thereto according to your word. He said, with my whole heart. Listen, you got to get clean through the word. That's what brings us to, amen, continuing to abide in the vine. We got to keep obeying this word. We got to hear this word. The Bible said, amen, praise God, this word is quick and powerful. Then in the two-edged sword, cutting the body asunder. Oh, my God, the soul and the spirit, the joint and the mouth. That means that God's word, it goes deep within. And when they root up things that are not like God, we got to push it aside. That's that, amen, pruning. That's that, amen, purging. You got to purge yourself from all unrighteousness. And I do believe in this hour that, amen, people don't put less emphasis on the word, and they put more emphasis on talent, people gift, people charisma. Listen, honey, everybody got a little charisma if they can open their mouth and they can tell you what they think. Come on, somebody. Listen, people done found out, amen, amen, they copycat a lot of people because they want to be like somebody else. We're not talking about charisma now. You're going to have the word. Charisma ain't going to be enough. Come on, somebody. Because you know what? Well, we done found out all the time now that for a lot of people, they show voting. They want to be seen. They want to be famous. They want to be known. They want neon lights. But let me tell you something. You got to have the word. The word is going to clean us up. And that's why he said, ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Jesus being the true vine, we're the branches. And listen, and we got to be purged so that we can bring forth more fruit. It's time to be fruit. Amen. It's time to abide in the vine so that we can be fruitful. He said, I'm the vine, listen to this. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Now that tells us, amen, we cannot make it without Jesus. And I'm sorry to see in this hour that many people don't want to talk about it. Folks don't want to mention Jesus. They don't want to say who he is, what he done. Listen, that's our life. We should always magnify the name of Jesus. You got people right here magnifying man, but they won't magnify Christ. Listen, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. This is what's happening. While we haven't seen this great outpour, this great revival, because the name of Jesus has been, amen, smothered in many places. And they say, God, God, God. But you better say, God, in the name of Jesus, do this. Father, in the name of Jesus. You better pray in his name. Yes, I damn, I tell people that all the time. You better pray in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? All of us who follow him, we got to, amen, about, we can't abide. Except we abide in him. The branch can't bring forth fruit without Christ. This is why we can no longer walk in the unfruitful works of darkness, because now the light of Christ is in our life. When Jesus come in, our life changed. I come to tell y'all, when Christ come in, you can't still be shaking your behind on the dance floor talking about it's my celebration, it's my birthday, and you going to wiggle, woggle, whatever they do. No, the devil is a liar. When Christ come in there, you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. See, we got this generation now saying, oh, those people was old, they didn't know nothing. But when you abide in the vine, you understand that this is a consecrated life. You think, you know that this is a set aside life. You realize I gotta abide in him. Abide in him means I gotta walk in righteousness. I gotta walk in holiness. I gotta keep my eyes on him. Keep my eyes looking unto the hills from whence coming my help. I realize that every day I gotta, amen, give God glory. This is not no more. This is why there's no more I. Paul said that it's the Christ that lived within me. He knew that he had lost the identity as being a Hebrew of a Hebrew, touching a Pharisee. He was, and of the tribe of Benjamin. He understood his origin. But guess what? That wasn't enough. Being a Jew without Jesus wasn't enough. He knew that he had to come to Christ, because guess what? He met him on Damascus Road. Now that he's, amen, got this relationship, his life was to preach this gospel, live this gospel, amen, encourage the church, go back and strengthen the church, all the churches that he, the missionary journey that he took, it was Christ was the center. It's because he was abiding in him. Listen, he said, listen, I would that Israel be saved. I would that people will understand this life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now we cannot go without Jesus. We cannot stand in this last day without Jesus. So we got to abide in the vine. Let me stay connected to the vine is my message. Stay connected to the vine, because you're going to need him. You cannot bring forth without him. He said, I'm the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now I want to see the church that's fruit for now. Show me the people who are fruitful, amen, and bring forth, amen, the things of God. Show me a preacher that's, amen, fruitful, and I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in righteousness. I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in holiness. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. If we didn't have to be born again, listen here, we could still do what we used to do, but this is a new birth. Y'all can't bring that old man over here. You can't bring that old man. That Bible said, amen. My God, amen. When you in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation. You're a new man. You're a new woman. Come on. You don't have the same nature. Come on, of that sinful nature. Jesus buried that on the cross. When you accepted him and got the Holy Ghost, your life is different now. And I wish the people stopped trying to go back on the dance floor and listen to Jane Brown. I wish the people of God stopped trying to go back and listen to Barry White and see what he got to say. Listen, honey. Our hearts and minds should be glorifying God. Listen, we were made to worship him. You abide in me and my word abide in you. You can ask what you will. He said, now listen, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, huh? And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. He's telling you, you can't do nothing without me. He said, now I want you to abide so that you could bring forth much fruit. Because you can't do nothing without me? He said, but listen, now if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as branches and withers. Now a branch without being on the vine is going to wither. Anytime somebody prunes off a branch and if it hits the ground, amen, it's going to die. Because it's, come on, somebody, you are now, amen, without life. You could be breathing but don't have spiritual life. This is why the Spirit of the Holy Ghost comes in and abides in us to lead us and guide us to all truth. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Listen, he got to be on board. He got to live in you. Why people ain't talking about the Holy Ghost? Why people ain't telling folks they need to be filled with the Spirit of God? Mm-hmm. You know why? That's another message that the enemy has put in the minds of God's people. I don't know if y'all understand. I'm a preacher of one. I'm a preacher of amen, praise God, or to give the people of God sight to look ahead and see what's happening. We need to understand that, amen, if a branch is not abiding in him, he's telling it that branch going to be, amen, gathered, amen, and men going to burn them just like they burn, amen, trash, just like they cut off the dead leaves off trees, and, amen, they set it fire, amen, because they can't use it. It's not proof anymore. It's not bringing forth. Listen, you need to bring forth in this season. This is the hour, even in this crucial world that we're in, we still got to bring forth. Because why? We're the church of Jesus Christ. We're the people of God. Come on. We are all body believers. We are no more our own, but we've been bought with the price. We already understand that our life is here with Christ in God. So now if you abide it, say amen, connected to the vine. Do you not know if you, amen, disconnect, you have no life? If you disconnect, you have no joy. See, the real joy of serving God, you could be broken, have joy. Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about they ain't got a dime, can't pay your bills, and still have joy. Hallelujah, because have hole in the bird, have death, but the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Listen, we don't even have to worry about, amen, what we going to eat or what we going to put on. Amen, because the Lord takes care of his own. If you abide in the vine, he supplies what you need. Come on, somebody. He supplies everything you need, because guess what? Without him, you can't do nothing. Without me, you cannot live. Without me, amen, praise God, you can do nothing. That tells us, amen, we're insufficient. Amen, we're insufficient without being connected. Stay connected to the vine. That's your source tonight, because without him, you can do nothing. We're helpless people. Not only that, amen, he's telling us, amen, if the branches don't bring forth, he's going to get rid of them. He's going to burn them. It won't be good for nothing. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you should ask what you will, my Lord. You can, and it shall be done unto you. He's telling us we in a place where if we ask God something, as long as we stay connected, when we ask, he'll do it. He told us, amen, last night, if we just, amen, seek his face, he'll answer us. If you need water, I make a fountain. I make rivers. In other words, I supply your need. He said, listen, if you abide in me and my word, see, that word got to be, that's your connection. How I get connected to God? Through his word. His word tells me what I should live, how I should live, what I should do, what I should not do. And that connection to God. Nobody's seen God at any time, but we see him through his word. We see him through the eye of faith. We see him through Jesus Christ going on the cross. We've seen the Father love, because guess what? We weren't even there for Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. But the day of Pentecost filled it for us, because the Holy Ghost was given unto all men. Now, amen, my God, in 1976, and guess what? Ever since I received the Holy Ghost, I realized that God was always working with me. Amen. Even when I was not even on my best behavior, the Lord still was working on me. Because the Holy Ghost says, don't do that, girl. Don't say that. Don't go there. See, the Holy Ghost, he leads and guides us into all truth. He's a he, you know. He ain't no it. He ain't no something. He is a he. Oh, my God. The third person of the Godhead. He's one. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me, but the Holy Ghost is real. So listen, if you're going to abide in him and you're going to stay connected, you're going to have to abide in this word. The word, amen, said you can ask what you will, and God said, I do it. Jesus said, I do it. That means that he's waiting on us. I told you, amen, praise God, before, amen, when I first came on, amen, the prayers of the saints is like an odor to God. It's a fragrance to God. The people of God need to know who they are. They need to understand that I walk with God. It's not a religion. I walk with God. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It is a committed lifestyle. It's a consecrated life. And so he's telling us, abide in me and my word in you. That's that consecration. And when you need something, ask me and I'll do it. My God, that's how fathers and mothers do their children, when they do what their mother and daddy say, and they obey, and they walk in obedience. the mothers and fathers are willing. The Bible said, listen, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more would your heavenly father give to you to give that come and ask? If you ask him, he'll do it. Listen, when that woman came before the unjust judge, you understand me? Amen. She said, avenge me of my adversary. And he wouldn't, but she kept coming. She came back again. And then he said, let me answer this woman because she wearied me. Come on. The Bible said he didn't regard man nor God. But listen, mm-hmm. that woman prayed. That woman persisted. That woman believed that her answer was there. She kept coming. So we got to, amen, ask and believe, and the Lord would do it. He said, herein is our Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Discipleship. Listen, everybody said, I'm born again. I'm saved. No, God looking for discipleship. Discipleship is key for this day and time. God telling us, amen, as believers, we got to keep on, amen, abiding in his word. We cannot do it without him. We got to have him. And can I tell the saints of God, every one of us who love him, we got to keep doing what he says. Every one of us, amen, that keep, amen, seeing what he is requiring of us, we got to bring forth. We got to do what God said. He said, here it is, my Father glorified, that you, my God, bear much fruit. He wants us to bear much fruit. He wants us to do what he says. And then when we do this, he called us his disciples. That's a disciplined life. That's a set-aside life. Discipleship is not somebody who just go to church. Disciples, they commandment, because, amen, that means, amen, yeah, they live a disciplined life. Their life is set aside. Their life is real for God. Why? Because we as believers have to understand in God, in Christ, amen, praise God, here are we his disciples. Mm-hmm. He said, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. The Father has loved Christ Jesus, and so now that we are in Christ, amen, the love of the Father is in us. And he said, so have I loved you. Jesus said, my love has been demonstrated. He said, my love been demonstrated because why? Amen. I love you and I showed you by giving my life. But no, not only that, he's telling us to abide. Don't stay connected. Don't get disconnected. Don't let people pull you out from the things of God. Sometimes when people begin to go through trouble, amen, that's a type of purging. We think like everything will be nice and sweet all our saved life. Listen, some trouble going to come, and sometimes it comes close. It comes to people that we never thought would even do what they do to us or act any way they act to us. But guess what? That's a part of our purging. Because sometimes we think, amen, everybody loves us. Everybody going to accept us. But Jesus said, no, woe when all men speak well of you because they ain't going to do it. I don't know why we think everybody going to think we wonderful. Everybody going to think we wonderful when we abide in his word, when we abide in his love. But the love of the Father, amen, is great. And so we got to continue in that love. He said, ye keep my commandments, abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. This love is powerful. Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I loved you the same way. So I need you to continue in the love. Continue in this love. And if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. He said, now you got to do something. Here's the responsibility of the believers. I can't stop telling the church, we got to do what God tells us to do. I can't stop telling the people of God, we got to obey God. Listen, every one of us who said we love God, it ain't always easy to love people who don't treat you right, but your relationship with God causes you to abide in the Father love, so love is there. See, you got to be able to forgive. You got to be able to accept what people do and move on. If you can't move on, amen, the love of the Father ain't working. Because, see, some people say they love God, and then when somebody do them wrong, they start doing what them people do. They do the same thing. They fight back. If they'll fight, they'll do whatever. But when the love of the Father's in there, you can't do that. You got to love, amen, in spite of. You got to forgive. And not only that, amen, he said, if you keep my commandments, you should abide in my love. He said, I kept my Father's commandments. That's what Jesus said. Jesus' greatest aim was to do the will of the Father. And our greatest aim today should do the will of the Father. And every one of us that said we love God, we can't love him while we're in church. We have to love God when we're not in church. Our love for Jesus got to be real. You know why? Amen. When you abide in him, his love abide in you, that you become fruitful people. You cannot obey God amen, when you're abiding in sin and you have, amen, everything, every kind of dog working in your life. That's not the love of God. The love of God will cause you to obey God. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. The commandments of God are not grievous. The commandment of God, amen, they are true. They are real, so every one of us can keep it. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He said, I want your joy in you, and I want it to be full. Now, I know every day we don't walk around smiling and skipping and hopping and saying, well, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if we in Christ, we can give him praise in any situation. If it's bad, we can give him praise. If we done lost some things, we can give him praise. Because guess what? The Lord want our joy to be full. He didn't tell you every day you're going to walk around with a smile on your face. But guess what? Inside, you ought to have some joy. Listen, some of the troublous time that I went through, you know what? I got a song. They said, Pastor, sing a song hot off the press. You got that right. Because when I've been going through some stuff, let me tell you something. After a while, a song come up on me, come on. And it ain't John P. Key. And neither it ain't no Erica Campbell. It's Wilhelmina, because I got a song to sing. Come on, somebody. I love to sing unto the Lord. Listen, I ain't called myself no songs. But every now and then, oh, my God, some will bubble up in me. Amen. Sometime when I went through some trials, I had to come out with a song. I had to shout, amen, and give God some praise, because, I understood that this, I ain't going to stay in this always, and this too shall pass, and the Lord just visited to me in certain ways when we are going through some things, when sometimes the enemy wants you to think you're the only one. It ain't no such thing as you're the only one. Jesus done the way before we came. So now you just need to abide in the vine, because he's been through, and he will take you through. He said, you can't do nothing without me, so let me help you, yeah. Amen, praise God, so that you can walk this life of victory. I believe in this hour, our joy shall be full. Where is your testimony? Where is your praise? Can you get that sad song and leave it down and give me a song of praise? Where your song of praise? Where your song of joy? Because he want our joy to be full. Our joy being full don't mean we'll go around, amen, praise God, with a jolly attitude. But guess what? We don't go around with a frown and act like we don't know what to do. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Mm-hmm.
God telling us, Jesus said, love one another. That's one way that you exemplify the love of Christ. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, ain't no man going to know you my disciple except you love one another. Now, some of us got problems loving each other because people sometimes undermine you. They undercurrent. They doing little sly stuff. But the Bible told you to love. Listen, it don't matter. Let them. They pay for what they do. You pay for what you do. I'm thanking God tonight because abiding in him, in the vine, staying connected to the vine, makes us fruitful. Proof unto every good word. We'll learn how, amen, praise God, to bring forth. In other words, we've been chosen, amen, praise God, to walk in the truth. We've been chosen, amen, to walk in the word of God. We should have self-control. We should have patience. We should show kindness. Listen, every one of us, amen, sometimes, amen, people strike you the wrong way. My God, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God, you'd probably jump out and start fighting. But the Holy Ghost will give you to refrain yourself and be gentle, because guess what? That fruit of righteousness is there. And you know you don't say, vengeance is mine, I'll repay. You don't have to do that yourself. The Lord do it. So he's telling us, I just need you to keep my commandment. I want you to love one another. Loving each other is powerful. I feel like this is the time, even though it's a pandemic, we should be concerned about each other in prayer. Amen. Praise God. I have this confidence. Amen. Amen. With a prayer news network. Amen. There's plans been made. Amen. Praise God for the leaders that you don't even see, but them that you've been acquainted with. I'm confident, amen, that those prayers is going to help us as leaders. And I appreciate the Lord for this, amen, prayer network that's going to pray, amen, pray for the ministry all over the world, people that God has placed in your life and, amen, put on your heart. I don't see, amen, amen, praise God, Providence, and that much. But guess what? Every time I hear a voice, I just know it's a woman of prayer, and I know she's praying for me. And every time she speaks to me, I praise the Lord, woman of God. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody don't say woman of God like her. She's going to let you know this is the woman of God. She honor God's people. Mm-hmm. I love her spirit. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that love. See, when you love one another, you don't have to see each other all the time, but you ought to be praying.
That's it.
When you're loving one another, you're forgiving one another. You're there for one another. And if you can't be there, your prayers will be there. Let me tell you, saints of God, staying connected to the vine calls us to be fruitful, calls us to have that intimate relationship with God. You got to keep that, because if you lose that, saints, your joy won't remain. You'll find some other kind of pleasure. You'll find something else to replace God. You got to have that intimate relationship so your joy will remain. One of the things, amen, call and talk to anybody that's been married for 60 years and 50 years. Most of them won't tell you they had some hard way to go. My God, it took years and they had to struggle. And sometimes they didn't even do each other right. But way by and by, they said, but you know what? We hung on in this time, but we went through and we kept loving each other. And yes, we made a few mistakes, but we went on. You know why? Because love is powerful. All of them years, amen, now they're joyful and they're in their retirement. And then they're saying, we're enjoying what God has provided for us. This is how it should be in every believer's life, connected to Christ. Amen. Being fruitful. Every time you need something, he's there. Come on, Jesus is faithful. The thing about it is the believer's got to be faithful to him. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Greater love has no man than this, that a man to lay down his life for a friend. He said, listen, I say friends because if you do whatever I say, I call you my friend. I want to say to all the believers today, amen, we are friend of God, and we got to abide in Christ. He made that provision for us. What a wonderful God that will make a plan, amen, will keep us connected to him. Make a plan, amen, lay out, amen, a plan that will keep us connected to Christ. Jesus is the, amen, the head of the church, the head of the body, and now we are followers of him. We're his church, the bride of Christ. Come on, and we got to stay connected. Listen, and no bride got no business, amen, spending all her time with everybody else and not with the groom. That's one thing. Come on. Now, listen, you want a tour relationship? Spend all your time with everybody and don't spend the time with the person that you married. That's not going to be good. I'm talking about quality time. I'm talking about time that will, amen, build your relationship time. So this is what God's saying. No greater love, no man have, than someone to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did so much. Saints. Believers, those of you who don't know him, amen, get connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. Knowing this, amen, praise God, God will help us. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But if you ask anything in my name, he said he'll do it. You ask it, he'll do it. Whatever you ask the Father, in my word about you, can ask what you will, and it'll be done. And that's what I know about God. Sending his son. We got to stay connected to the vine. Do not waste your time as believers. I'm encouraging somebody. Don't waste your time as a believer looking for everybody to embrace you, looking for everybody to love on you. Just keep staying connected to the vine. And those that's going to come to your life to add to your life, God will send them. Just stay connected to the vine. Sometimes people are looking for all the friendship and people, and they're looking for people to bring them to abide in me. Because everybody that's, amen, is going to be positive and good for your life, I'm going to bring them your way. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's some people coming your life, amen, for long term. And there's some people coming your life for short term. Amen. You better know the difference. Mm-hmm. In other words, stay connected with God. Because if anybody pulling you away from God, no, they ain't for that. You got to stay connected. And sometimes when those people walk away from you, ain't no sense of you grieving. Because when you stay connected to the vine, a lot of people might just pass themselves. And I want to encourage you that, amen, this greater love no man can have. He calls us his friends. He tells us as true believers, amen, we cannot turn away from the faith. We cannot disconnect. We cannot be that branch that don't bring forth. Because if we do this, amen, we'll lose our connection to the vine. And I want to tell you, amen, he wants to go forth and bring forth much fruit. That's what it says. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And this thing I command you, that you love one another. He said, I've told you to love one another. I love them over there. I feed them with a long handled spoon. You put that spoon down and just love. Forget the spoon. Love people where they at. Amen. You ain't got to put a long handled spoon. Just love them because Jesus said so. And the thing is, he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. I believe the Lord got some blessings to give many, but you got to stay connected. Your blessings and your life, amen, is not over. There's some more things coming for you, but you got to stay connected to the vine. Oh, my God, listen. My heart is getting stirred talking about the vine. Now, y'all got me going. I'm going to have to cut off. I'm going to have to back up because I'm telling you, amen, abiding in him, amen, is what we got to do. Amen. And this is why he called us friend and not servant. A servant don't know what his Lord do, but a friend, oh, my God, they share intimate information. They'll say what's important. Friends let you know who they are because of the way they treat you. So he said, continue ye in my love. Well, love, he said, these things I command. He said, I tell you to love one another. They're teaching hate. So much hatred is in the land now. It's a demonic force. But as believers, let's pray that the love of God will be manifest in these times. From the White House to the courthouse to the schoolhouse to my house and the church house. All of our houses. Let's pray. Amen. That the love of God. God bless you. Amen. I thank the Lord for his word. We love you all. Amen. In Christ. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God
bless you. God bless the woman of God on tonight. Amen. We do give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For such a word. Glory be to God. We pray that you got out of it all that you need. Amen, Jesus. Stay connected. Amen. Now is not the time to be disconnected from the vine. Now is not the time, people of God. So much is going on. Glory be to God. We cannot find ourselves. Amen, Jesus. Not connected. As we see, glory to God, by the word, it's a dangerous position to be disconnected. Amen. It's a dangerous place, except the Lord is pruning us, amen, or purging us, glory to God. But he is getting us ready, amen, Jesus, that we may bring forth much fruit, amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, for this word, glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we're going to ask, glory to God, Evangelist Bonds, amen, Jesus, if she would come over to the platform. Glory to God, because with such a word as this, people of God, amen, somebody, amen, may see themselves. Somebody, amen, Jesus, may have come to the point to just realize that you're not connected. Amen, glory to God, and you know that you need to be connected on tonight. Amen, so we're going to ask Evangelist Bonds if she would come over. Amen, looks like you're already over. Glory to God, I yield the platform to you, woman of God. We're not hearing you. Okay, take your phone off of mute. Take your phone off of mute. You're on the platform.
Amen.
Amen. There you are.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just sitting here tonight. Amen. Feasting on the word of God. Amen. To know we must stay connected. Glory to God. Amen. Coincidence. Amen. We was talking to our grandson no more than about 40 minutes ago about the same thing. Amen. Must stay connected to the vine. Amen. Very important. Glory to God. Amen. Just enjoying the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And she let us know. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To love one another teaches us. Praise God. Amen. How to handle situation. Praise God. But yet, praise God, just an awesome word, praise God, on tonight. And we're just, amen, here to extend to you, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, salvation tonight, praise God, amen. If you feel like, praise God, amen, you've been disconnected, amen, even though a lot is going on, amen, and those situations, amen, in life have caused you to be disconnected or distant Praise God. Amen. Got you going one way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That you know better. Amen. Than doing. Praise God. Got you doing things that you know. Praise God. Amen. That you should not do. Amen. Being disconnected from the vine. Praise God. Amen. You let us know. Praise God. Amen. It makes you do things that you have no business doing, living a way that we have no business doing. But there is a way back. Glory to God. Amen. To be reconnected. Amen. I remember down through the years, amen, our phone used to get cut off, praise God, and we'd be trying to dial it. Amen. Realize, amen, phone bill has not been paid. Glory to God. But you know what? Amen. As soon as we take care of that, amen, they can reconnect, amen, our phone back up again. Amen. But being, amen, connected to the vine tonight. Amen. So we let you, amen, come to let you know tonight, amen, that you, amen, can be reconnected. Amen. If you're not, amen, glory to God, amen, if not, praise God, not at ease with yourself and just not feeling the happiest about yourself, about where life is going, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, make your way to the altar tonight, glory to God, make your way back to the Lord tonight, hallelujah, amen. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Amen. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Amen. And forgive you. Hallelujah. He will do. Amen. That right there. Praise God. Glory to God. Just come. Hallelujah. Amen. Just come and she let us know. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to need the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. And we need to be saved. Amen. So you're feeling some kind of way. Amen. As we see sometime on Facebook. Amen. They saying, I just feel some kind of way. Amen. And things just not going as good. Amen. Hanging around with people that you have no business. Amen. Instead of you gaining them, they gaining you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And yes, praise God, those spirits can zap your spirit. Glory to God. If you not prayed up, fast up, amen, thinking amen, well, it's all right. Amen. But we come to let you know, praise God, you can be, amen, hallelujah, connected to the vine. Amen. Glory to God. Just match star 6. Amen. Come on over. Amen. And we'll pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For you, praise God. Amen. To make that walk with the Lord. Amen. Get connected. Hallelujah. Amen. Get connected. Amen. To the vine. Glory to God. Amen. No growth, no strength. Get connected. Amen. To divine. Amen. Give God your heart tonight. Glory to God. And just match star 6. Come on over. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will pray with you. Amen. For salvation. Amen. Glory to God. In your walk with the Lord. Amen. You will not regret it. Glory to God. Amen. But you will regret. Praise God. When the day comes. Glory to God. Amen. It's going to be a sad time. Amen. To say I wished I had a glory to God. Amen. So today, amen, for the word says, today you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever, amen, is standing in your way, push it. Walk over it. Amen. However you get here, just come. Praise God. We will pray with you. Amen. The prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Even if you're a backslider, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. A woman of God made it so easy to where a child could understand it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. She let us know. Amen. We don't have no use of doing no boogaloo. Glory to God. We ain't got no business listening. Praise God. Trying to do a James Brown moonwalk. Amen. What Barry White? She went on to it, broke it down. Glory to God. Amen. Finding ourselves doing those things, we've been disconnected. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Come on over. Come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just man, star 6. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And so I said, come to Jesus. Why you still have time. Hallelujah. There is room at the cross for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If not, amen. Glory to God. Amen. If any sick among you, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. You can match our six. Amen. And we will pray with you. Hallelujah. And believe it. Glory to God. Believe it. Amen. That the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Will work a miracle. Will do. Glory to God. What we pray and ask him for. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe him. I believe God. I believe God tonight. Amen. I believe God. Anyone, just match.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson.
God bless you, Clarissa.
I would like to get prayer. I'm connected, but I want to be even more connected. I also want to get prayer for a very close friend of mine. She's been diagnosed with COVID. She's in the hospital. She was in intensive care. I want to get prayer for my niece. Oh, well, her name is Evelyn Nelson. I want to get prayer for my niece. Her name is Shay Williams. She's dealing with an incident that may be confused about it, hurt emotionally, and it hurt her physically as well, and she's still dealing with that issue. And also prayer for myself for healing. Thank you.
Amen. Did you say her name was Day?
Shay.
Shay. Okay. Thank you,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Glory to God. Glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Glory to God. And anyone else? Matt Starling.
Yes. Mother Reed. Praise. Thank you, Lord. And I'm in the Lord, but I want to be stronger in the Lord. You know, if you're in the Lord, the stronger you can be, that's better. You feel better.
Yes,
and so I'm asking prayer. I'm going in the hospital on Monday, and I'm having an operation for a knee replacement. And I would like for PNN News, PNN to pray that everything will be all right. I know God is able because
amen.
He'll heal me many times, but I'm asking you all to please pray for me that my knee will heal better and there'll be a good surgery and that my knee will heal good. Thanks. This
amen.
Is Mother.
It will.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you, Mother. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Oh.
Hello.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson again. I'm sorry. I forgot to ask for prayer for my sister, Anita Williams. She's having some aches and pains in her body, and she has like an upper respiratory infection, so to get prayer for her as well.
All right. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We got her. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. I would like, this is Gwen Reed. I would like to request prayer for myself for a stronger connection, and just a general prayer for the world to be more connected as well.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard. Glory to God, for God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to Amen. Put our husband, amen, on the prayer line. Amen. His name is Charles. Amen. And this week has been, it's been a week, amen, back and forth to the doctor. Amen. He's a type 2 diabetic. Amen. And then last Sunday we came home, praise God, from church, and amen, he noticed, praise God, amen, he let me see his left arm, amen, his arm was red, glory to God, amen, and where he has been trying to bust, amen, he had a boil, amen, he had got inflamed, amen, I didn't know anything about it, as you know, men's don't tell you everything, so I'm going on with him, like, yeah, but yet still, I'm saying thank the Lord, amen, glory to God, amen. So we doctor on it, praise God, and put warm compress on men on it, praise God, and called the doctor, praise God, amen, on Monday, amen. They said to bring him in, amen. We took him in Monday. They had to do, praise God, amen, an outpatient incision where they was able to remove the core, whatever they call it, amen. It's about a 2-inch wound. Amen. So we're got that over with, praise God, amen. And we're yet treating it, amen. But it's just like, praise God, and then that, amen. They call, let him know the diabetes, amen. The A1C is up to a 9, amen. The PSA, amen, is not doing too good, amen. But you know what? I'm believing God, amen. Glory to God. I promised myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to worry. Amen, but we still yet decree and declaring. Glory to God. Amen. I knew, praise God, it was the reason the Lord had me to go pray. Praise God. Amen. On last week. Glory to God. Amen. Or either this week, last week, this week. Praise God, on a Monday. Amen. But he is doing fine. Praise God. But I'm yet, amen, decreeing and declaring healing in his body. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, because his body, amen, it holds a lot. I try to hold like infection, amen. But I pray the Lord, praise God, amen, glory to God. God is going to do it. God is going to do it, amen. And I believe God tonight, amen, the same as we believe for you all tonight, praise God. Amen, I'm just standing on the word of God. Hallelujah, oh, yeah. Amen. No, however the enemy comes. Amen. Nah. Glory to God. Still standing. We're standing. Amen. Glory to God. I know he's still killing to destroy. Glory to God. But I'm standing on the word of God. Amen. Yeah. We're standing together, PNE. Glory to God. Amen. Because there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else, man, star six. Amen. Glory to God. Prayer will get us through here. Hallelujah. Amen. For the prayer of the righteous. Amen. It availeth much. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, this is Gwen again. I would just like to request prayer. I finally got a mammogram scheduled for Thursday. And I just want to get prayer because I know my God is good. I just want to get back up from y'all. I appreciate it.
Amen. We got you. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. They're not going to find anything. Amen. The test is going to be fine. Glory to God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Betty. And I want to request prayer for my great granddaughter because the dating time that she's 6 years old, that she has COVID. So I'm asking my thanks to everyone pray for her. Her name is Lee Murray.
Her name is who?
And I also request prayer for myself, Sister Betty.
Betty, all right. All right, amen. Glory to God, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. Just match start six. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If not, amen. We're going to go get it. Amen. Take it to the Lord. Amen. In prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For bringing us up to this moment, oh God, this hour, this minute, oh God, that you have allowed us to come together one more time. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, for your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely over the highways, Lord. And Lord, we thank you tonight for the word that has went forth tonight. Glory to God, about being connected to the vine, oh God. Lord, we ask you tonight, glory to God, Lord, to have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you see, hallelujah, and heard the prayer requests, oh God, even before we was able to write them down. God, you already know what we all stand in need of tonight. But Lord, we come as your children, hallelujah, talking to our Father, asking your Lord tonight for help in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, we come, oh God, hallelujah, knowing, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God that there is nothing too hard for you. God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to remember Sister Clarissa, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know, praise God. Lord, if you did it once, you can do it again. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, hallelujah, God, for a closer walk with you. God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Even when the way seems dark and dreary, God, let her know, praise God, she's connected. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, for complete healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We know, God, you don't do halfway work. Hallelujah. Lord, you're a healer. You're a deliverer. You are mind regulator. And Lord, we call it on you tonight. Hallelujah. Make us whole. In the name of Jesus. We know the enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Lord, you said in your words, I come that you may have life much more abundantly. Lord, and we thanking you tonight. Lord, do what you got to do. Lord, for her to be able to stand. Give, oh God, what she needs to be able to stand. Make way for her, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she loves you. Lord, she prays you. Lord, she'll lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she won't forget where you brought her from. Glory to God. Brother, we ask you to remember her sister Evelyn. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Remember Evelyn, oh, God. Even Shay. In the name of Jesus, Lord, healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they're standing in need of. But Lord, we ask you, Lord, even, oh God, oh God, with Sister Evelyn, Lord, touch her mind. Hey God, heal her from every hurt. Hey God, in the name of Jesus, every wound that looks like they're trying to open back up, seal it with the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Heal God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Let her not be despair. Hallelujah. For your word says to fret not. Not self against. Hallelujah. Unbelievers. Oh God, but in the name of Jesus, but to trust you, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, we ask you right now, hallelujah, set free tonight, in the name of Jesus, set free, in the name of Jesus, for whom the Son set free, he is free indeed, and Lord, we thank you tonight. tonight by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God, remember Mother Reed. Hallelujah, her request stronger. Hallelujah. Lord, for your word says, when we are weak, you are strong. Lord, we ask you tonight, give us strength, more strength, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let her keep her praise going. Hallelujah. Jesus, I never forget what you've done for me. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to take her through the operation. Go in there, God. You already be there before she get there, God. Lord, the place is already sanctified. Glory to God. Take her through with a good report. Lord, to bring her out, oh God. Hallelujah, in recovery. That everything going to be all right. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, where it takes 12. Hallelujah, 6 to 12 weeks. Oh God, for healing. Let her have a full speedy recovery. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, and we thank you tonight. Even for Sister Gwen. Glory to God. Lord, I ask you tonight for a special touch for Sister Gwen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Even her location. Glory to God. We ask you to use her for your glory. Hallelujah. Use her, God, in the name of Jesus. She's so concerned about others. But, Lord, we ask you to do something special for her tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and if she be getting ready to go. Hallelujah, set up for her mammogram. Lord, and even when the tests come back, hallelujah, Lord, a good report. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, and whatever's trying to be there, God, Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, take it away, dissolve it, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, we believe in your report, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we ask you tonight, remember Charles tonight, in the name of Jesus. For glory to God, Lord, the word sake, as it comes to my mind, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you, Lord. Glory to God. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, give him a complete healing in the body, in the name of Jesus. Let him not get discouraged in the name of Jesus. For when it looks like there's one thing, there's three things going on. But Lord, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that he stay connected to the mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you right now, for it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And Lord, we praise you. We'll lift your name. Glory to God. We'll let none of these things move us. But glory to God. We'll continue to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, take the numbers down. Take the A1C down. Hallelujah. Take the PSA number down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Free up every infection. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar. Hallelujah. We bind you right now. Hallelujah. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you right now. Remember Sister Betty tonight. Oh, God, close along with you. God, strengthen us. Oh, God, heal the body. Hallelujah. Meet her desire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now, remember the great-granddaughter. Hallelujah. That's in the hospital with COVID. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now. We see, oh God, the enemy picked his head back up. But Lord, you are able yet. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You're the same God that continued to heal it. You're the same God to bring them out of the hospital. You're the same God that's bringing them off the ventilator. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rapha. Tonight, yes. Oh God, tonight. Lord, yes. We need you tonight. Lord, we ask you to remember the other daughter. Glory yes. to God, hallelujah, that has COVID. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, we ask you right now to heal. Heal our land, heal the peoples in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, your name is above the COVID. Your name is above the Delta virus. Your name is above, God. Hallelujah, God. Other diseases and plagues. Glory to God. Your name is, oh God, above it. Lord, we just got to stay connected to the light. The mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless this line tonight. Bless every hearer in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless their hands. Bless their eyes. Bless their ears. Bless them, oh God. Spiritually, mentally, physically, oh God, and emotionally. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we feel your touch right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Even for the host. Oh, God, Evangelist Bradley tonight. Glory to God. We praise you tonight. Hallelujah for all that you're doing in her life. In the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight. Glory to God for how you using up for your glory. Hallelujah, some way, somehow. Glory to God, and we just thank you tonight for tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. To know, praise God, her labor is not in vain. Glory to God, and we love you tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight to have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, touch us one more time. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Whatever it takes, glory to God, we are in it tonight. Whatever it takes, we are in it to win it tonight. Glory to God, and we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah, God, we ask you tonight. Hallelujah, to hide us behind the cross. Keep us from the blood. Shield us from all her common danger, seen and unseen. Glory to God, and we'll forever give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight.
God.
Praise you, Lord. We praise you. Glory to God. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. God is doing something tonight. Glory to God. A breakthrough. It's on the way. Glory to God. A breakthrough. Amen. It's coming to your house. A breakthrough. It's coming to your house. A breakthrough. It's coming. Shut up. A breakthrough. It's coming to your house. Glory to God. Look for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we want to fill this prayer with a glory to God. We want to fill it with a praise. Glory to God. Just as the woman breakthrough is in the atmosphere. Amen. And we want to fill it with a praise on tonight. Amen. Open up. Up the lines tonight.
Glory
be to God.
All participants are unmuted.
Lord, bless us.
Tonight, glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Put a praise.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for PNN, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for PNN, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all the people behind the scenes, God, that we don't never see, God, that we don't never hear, Father God, we thank you for them, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we speak in that word. Let's be coming to our house. Thank you, Lord.
God be heard before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Oh, that he has done. Glory be to God. We thank him on tonight. Amen. We thank him for divine connection. Glory be to God. We may have, amen, felt like we were off track. Glory be to God. Amen. But we thank God tonight for the holy hookup. Amen. For the holy hookup. Amen. In this divine connection. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. For our speaker. Glory to God, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. We thank God for her. We bless the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Just traveling all over the place. Amen. But we thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen for her. Amen. Previously stopping by, amen, the broadcast to bless us. Amen. And the word of God, people of God, the word of God is alive. Amen. Glory to God. Still working. The word still works. Amen. So we bless God for her. Amen, Jesus. Blessing God for you tonight as well, Evangelist Bond. We just thank God for you on tonight. Glory be to God. Always willing to stand in the gap. Amen. Glory to God to keep this work going forward. Amen. You and all of our PNN advisors. Amen. We just thank God for you. People of God, tonight we just want to say you can get a copy of the broadcast. Glory be to God. Simply text us on tonight. If you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, you can simply text on tonight, 678-608-7234. Glory to God. Or, amen, Jesus, that's our WhatsApp, amen, number. Amen, in particular for our international listeners, but you can as well text that number. But people of God, we want you to text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Or the other number, 678-608-7234, to get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Because we all, people of God, need to stay connected to the vine. Amen. Glory be to God. God loves us. Amen. He loves us greatly. Glory be to God. And again, we thank God tonight for Pastor Wilhelmina. Amen. Jesus, we want to speak a word. Amen. Over her. Glory to God, we know she's going to be in Crestview, Florida on tomorrow. Amen, Jesus, at the mission there. Amen. But we want to bless God for her. Amen. Bless God for our co-host on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for all yet. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for this hour. Glory to God, this hour of divine connection. We thank you tonight. Father, now we're asking that you would look upon our speaker. Glory to God, look upon our co-host on tonight. Father, and we're asking that you would bless them now. Bless them, glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your glory to rest upon them now, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, glory be to God, to cause your face to shine upon them. Cause your face, glory be to God, to shine favorably upon your servants on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for what concerns them concerns you. And we thank you tonight, oh God, for moving every force on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight for bringing down, glory to God, everything that's not like thee. In the precious name of Jesus, we say on tonight, oh God, get the glory. Get the glory out of their lives. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for traveling mercies, oh God, for Pastor Williams on tonight. Glory to God. Even in our travels, oh God, through and for in the earth, we thank you now for your traveling mercies, covering her and shielding her of going out and of coming in. Glory to God, even from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. Thank you for blessing Evangelist Bond. Thank you for blessing, glory to God, her household. Glory be to God. Thank you for strengthening so. Glory to God. Thank you for healing. Glory to God for your divine healing, for what you're doing in the midst for her husband, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing. And tonight our hearts are made glad. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, we bless the Lord again. We thank him. We thank him for each and every one of you. People of God, we want to invite you to come back and be a part of the Prayer News Network on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. Come on back. Come on back. Amen. Invite somebody, amen, to come and be with us on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock p.m. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock p.m. on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to take the word, take that you've heard on tonight. Glory be to God. And we want you to rest, amen, in this glory. Amen. Rest in this glory on tonight, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add of no sorrow. You be blessed on tonight. God bless you. We love you on behalf of PNN and all of its advisors. We say unto you on tonight, God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings on you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.